He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your Rhaegar, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's benign.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from WonkyBot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Krog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa, please, don't hurt her.
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy. And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
Have to break this cube apart bracelet.
That is not an advisable course of action, Terra. You are unaware of the nature of their confinement.
But I can't just leave them in there.
I do understand your predicament, Terra, and I still advise against it.
Well, I guess that's what makes you a cold-hearted machine and me a human being.
Cold-hearted? That is a rather cold-hearted thing to say, is it not, Terra?
It's called humor, bracelet. First things first, can you break the magnetic hold?
Calibrating the frequency. Powering down.
You did it. Nice work.
I do have my moments.
My turn. Let's see. Cube looks to be solid ice. About 20 by 20. Best superhero to cut through this is probably... Jackhammer.
Summoning the power of...
Let's do this. There.
Careful. The tubes are thawing, Terra.
Now they're shaking. Bracelet, they're opening.
Stand back, Terra.
Thank you.
High Council of the Extraordinaire. May I ask who's calling?
Council members, it's a simple premise. If the parents of extraordinaires wish to send their children to one of our private universities, whether in New York, Los Angeles, here in the UK, or even to Power University on Foundation Island, they must pay something, anything. They must be invested, must have their skin in the game.
Mrs. Bittlespack.
Chancellor Bittlespack, while we are in this room.
Chancellor, forgive me, but we've always covered the cost of the student's education.
And that is precisely the problem, Mr. Beckenwood. The parents see us as nothing more than glorified babysitters, raising their better offspring for free.
I disagree, Chancellor. I've heard from the parents directly. In fact, I have a letter here. Dear Mr. Pearson, I'm writing on behalf of my daughter, who is...
My pitcher of water has arrived. Thank you. Set it here, dear. Lemons beside it, yes, right there. Thank you. Eight glasses of water a day, accompanied by freshly squeezed lemons. The important thing to remember is that the water must be room temperature. That's the trick. Otherwise, you'll lose enormous health benefits. I highly recommend it to all of you. Especially you, Mr. Pearson. It helps with weight loss. That was not meant to be an insult.
I'll take it into consideration, Chancellor. And I'll just save my letter for another time.
Good. Ah, delicious.
Getting back to our discussion, Chancellor.
And as I said, now is the time to implement these changes.
But how can we expect the parents to pay something when we're the ones tracking these extraordinaires down and recruiting them?
Does recruiting mean we must cover the cost of their education from cradle to grave?
Some of them can't afford it.
And neither can we, Mrs. Abbott. We can no longer bear the financial burden of providing not only an education, but superhero training from the very best in our community. Let's not forget, every student enrolled in one of our institutions has a totally different power, and that requires special handling. Who pays Almighty Man to come and speak to the students over a weekend? We do. Who has paid for all those field trips to visit the secret dinosaur realm of... Oh, what's that Animal Kingdom woman's name?
Dinosaurus.
Miss Dinosaurus, we do. I say it's time we got the parents to put some money in this operation.
All right, but maybe we also incorporate scholarships into the mix. We could implement some sort of financial reward. Regular schools offer them.
Mr. Beckenwood, you exhaust me. It's as though I'm a magnificent balloon filled with the helium of brilliant ideas, and you are a rusty needle from a bygone era trying to poke, poke, poke at me until I finally burst. Now then, I know many of you initially bristled at my appointment as the Chancellor of the High Council of the Extraordinaire's Department of Education, but it's time you learnt to work with me or be terminated.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt, Chancellor.
Yes, what is it, Brimley?
A call for you.
Can it wait?
Unfortunately not. Apparently there was an incident at one of our campuses.
Which?
Power University.
What kind of incident?
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Of course! Hit it! There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from WonkyBot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Garg.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trigus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.
Stand back, Tara.
Standing back.
We are released! Your Majesty, where are you? She's still inside the cylinder.
Okay, this is starting to remind me of that sci-fi movie I saw on Netflix.
Keep your distance, Tara.
This might actually be one of those rare times I listen to you, Bracelet.
Empress?
Yes.
Your Majesty.
At last. We are finally free. You. Are you the one responsible for our freedom?
That depends. I mean, freedom is usually a good thing, but the way you ask the question...
And what is your name?
Tara. Tara Callahan.
Your hands glow with light.
Pretty cool, right? The power of Jackhammer. There's this one time when I tapped into the power of Kaleidoscope that my tongue actually lit up.
Tara?
Sorry, nervous ramble. That habit. But yeah, glowy hands is how I was able to bust you and your friend out of the cube.
Friend? I am Janna, her royal aide, her bodyguard, assisting to her every need.
I get it. We're all wearing a lot of hats these days. I was totally getting the Space Princess vibe the minute I saw the Joan Jett outfit and the sparkly crown.
I am Essariel, Empress of Nimbok.
Empress? Okay. See, I wasn't that far off. Nice to meet you, Your Highness.
Empress, look. Lodged in ice. The cargo ship. It's still operational.
The fools who left us to rot in this timeless prison gravely underestimated our good fortune.
Fools? Prison? Fortune? I'm lost.
Tell me, what form of species are you?
I'm a human from Earth.
Earth?
A Terran system, Your Highness. Human.
Ah, yes. A subspecies.
Actually, we're pretty great. As long as you don't include people like Dr. Epic and my Aunt Lucinda.
And tell me, how does a human find herself here on an abandoned ice planet in the Norvexus galaxy?
Well, I was protecting my school from an explosion. But the blast threw me through a wormhole from my universe to this one.
And you survived?
Yes, but now I'm starving. I have a feeling this planet doesn't offer fast food.
And where is the army that freed us from our prison?
There wasn't an army. It was just me.
Just you? How is one girl capable of such power?
Hashtag girls are strong. Maybe that message hasn't hit this universe yet, but give it time.
Mind scanning her, Empress. Fascinating. Her molecular structure contains the energy of the Lumium crystals.
Impossible. A girl with crystal blood.
Bracelet, I don't understand.
Dr. Epic's robot was powered by alien crystals, Terra. Epic used the crystals to steal and harness the DNA of all the superheroes in the galaxy, which is the root of your power. This species is obviously aware of those crystals.
Where is that voice coming from?
The metal strap on my wrist. He prefers bracelet. He's fussy that way.
Primitive technology. But you... you are a magnificent specimen. Crystal blood coursing through your human veins, allowing you the ability to summon the power of super beings throughout the galaxy.
Terra, my sensors indicate that the wormhole in space will soon be closing. You must prepare your exit.
Once upon a time, I was ruler of a kingdom on Nimbok, until my unscrupulous brother overthrew me and imprisoned me here on this barren Iceland.
We tried to escape on a cargo ship, but they were too fast, too strong. They imprisoned us in a timeless chamber.
I hate when that happens.
How long have we been here, Janna?
Judging from the age of the ice crystals, it's been 13 cycles.
What?
13 cycles? Bracelet, how long is 13 cycles?
According to my calculations, based on limited data of this galaxy, that is equivalent to 50 Earth years, Terra.
13 cycles?
Terra, I suggest you tap into your power and make your exit.
Right, Bracelet. Well, I wish you well on your journey, but I'm afraid I have to be going.
Going?
Terra, her staff, it's powering up.
I prefer you stay a little longer so we can become better acquainted.
Yeah!
Seize her.
Summoning the power up.
Down, human!
I do not think you'll be going anywhere, girl. The power you possess is going to prove very useful in my plan for revenge.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And
1102-2.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from WonkyBot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Krog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Trykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
You should stop now. You will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.